Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm all excited. I am all excited. Hey, thank you for engineering, Jason. I was just telling Jason, I'm all excited because it looks like the hosting company has finally put a last, well, you got to do this, you got to just keep adding to the list of things to have our USA Prepares migrated over to another hosting service, and I think they have run the course on hurdles that they could put in front of me, and I think we're going to be up in a couple days. And, it's been a long, over a month that this has been going on. It should have been done a month ago, but they keep dropping the ball, forgetting to contact me. Oh, yeah, and then they blame me. So it looks like we're going to be up in a couple days. I'm excited about it. And The school is getting closer to reality, and the school is based on Gwyneth and Gwyneth's work, my work, Greg's work, Greg Lesher, and a few other instructors, Rich, Captain John, if he wants to join us, and Dr. Shealy, and it's a combination of our work to train you on how to do things that just flat out aren't taught in school. So I'm all excited that this is happening, and I said it before. I've been rejuvenated, rebuilt, revitalized, recharged, and it's a great feeling. I'm running around. For those of you who have not seen me in person, if you saw me at the Get Prepared Expo, you'd see me running around like a chicken with my head cut off, moving really fast. Okay. That was years ago, right? I am doing that now. I've got more things to do than I can get done, and I'm all excited. How about you, Gwyneth?
I'm pretty busy. There's nothing else hours in the day, and it's autumn, which means that every day the days are shorter. And so this is true. There's so much to get done, and there's not enough day to get it all done in.
I was talking.
That's just how it is, isn't it?
Yeah. I was talking with my.
And the sun's starting to go down.
Yeah. I was talking with my dear friend Ed in Florida. Ed's on the East Coast. He's a USA Prepares instructor. He's been on the air with us a number of times, been to the farm, stayed at the farm. I got pictures of him and Ricky Rocket and Matt Stein and a whole bunch of us, Aaron Dakins, Rich Sheban, John Statmiller, all around the kitchen table, just laughing and having a great time. And I called him last night, and I asked him about website migration, and I told him about the book. I told him about our book, Gwyneth, and what we're doing, and the school. And
yep.
we haven't divulged the name of the school, but I think it's really neat. I love it. I love the name of the school. And as soon as I get, the first page up for the school, we can announce the name of it. But we were talking about it, and he likes the idea. He thinks that it has worldwide reach. And one of the things that he said, and we talked for probably an hour last night, maybe even more, and he talked about publishing it digitally versus in paper. We can do both forms. And, of course, there's some risks in publishing it digitally, and that is it could be copied. But maybe that's not a really big risk. The point is to get it out there. And I told him about the pictures and how our pictures are not of shiny new equipment. So, for example, I mentioned to him a circuit breaker panel. So we could go to General Electric or Square D or, you know, one of the companies and ask them for permission to get a picture of, use their picture of their breaker panel, circuit breaker panel in the book. Or we could take a picture of the ones that we're using. You know, you're using, I'm using, those kinds of things. We're going to use ours. And I was telling him that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the beginning of the book needs to have a statement saying, you know, the pictures that you see in this book are our pictures. It's not shiny new stuff. It's, you know, the tractor implements have hay on them. They, you know, they're not shiny once you use them. And that's what's in this book. It's our pictures of real life situations. And Gwyneth, one of the things I'm really excited about, that we haven't discussed this, but I'll just mention it here. One of the things that's in the book, oh, and by the way, thank you, Ed in Florida. I really appreciate your friendship. Well, what a wonderful friend. How did I meet Ed? Well, I was on Republic Broadcasting years ago, and I was asked to ask for donations. And I said to John Stadtmeier, I'll do that. I don't like doing that. I will do it. This was many years ago. But I don't want to ask anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do. So at the time, I had a little bit of money, and I said, I will match donations dollar for dollar up to $1,000, and that's it. I can't do any more than that. And so he said, okay. And then I said, but I want the names and phone numbers of each and the amount that each person donates. And I'll send anyone that donates more than $25 one of our USA Prepares coffee mugs. I said, so that's what I want to do. And he said, okay. Well, I called every one of the people who donated, and Ed happened to be one of them. And I thanked him, and he was kind of surprised that, you know, somebody from the radio would call to say thank you. Well, I did. I called every single person who donated while I was on the air there. And we struck up this friendship. And I said, I'd like to send you a coffee mug. And he said, no, that's okay. Just keep the coffee mug. Okay. And he said, I'll tell you what, you know, I've been to your website. Would it be okay if I just touch it up a little bit? I said, well, that'd be wonderful. He didn't touch it up. He built a new one. And it was great. And that's Ed in Florida. A wonderful guy. And so he's been to the farm. He stayed here. He's been to the expos. He's been on the air. It's just a wonderful. Gwyneth, every one of the USA Prepares instructors is just the most kind, nice person. Every single one. I'm not sure exactly how that happened, how we've all gravitated toward each other, but we have. And so, and you're in that group as well. But I just wanted to mention that. And so we were talking about the book, and so here's the latest thing that's going into the book, Gwyneth. I didn't have enough steel, metal, but I was able to get the rest of it yesterday. This is used metal with rust on it. And if you've been to those big box stores like Lowe's, Home Depot, Sam's Club, Costco, they have this industrial shelving. It's really heavy duty. It's pallet rack shelving. And what they do is they take the forklift and they bring a pallet of whatever it is, and they put it on the shelf. So these are really strong shelves, really strong. So I bought the verticals for our solar rack years ago. And I had some leftover pieces because I didn't finish the entire design. Well, the design is finished, but I didn't finish the full implementation. I only got half of it built, so I have some leftover. And then I have some beams that go horizontally. Well, in the book, you will see the materials, you'll see the design, you'll see the finished product, and I think I'm even going to show the electric bill, which was $38 last month. Our electric bill was $38, but $27 of it was for the meter. So our electric bill is really $11. $11 to run the farm, powered by the solar system that we designed ourselves. Okay? For real. And that's going to be in the book. But in addition will be this building that we're building, which is a woodshed / equipment shed / chicken coop /outhouse, all in one long shed, all in one, built out of used, recycled pallet rack shelving. So we're making the roof trusses out of the shelving. We're making the horizontals, the verticals, the concrete piers, the whole nine yards out of used materials. And then the roof is used, corrugated, galvanized, well, not corrugated, steel roofing. They call it tin roofing. I don't know why, but it's steel roofing that's galvanized. It's the same type of roofing that you have on your house, Gwyneth. So, and it's used around here for housing. It's great stuff, really. So that's going to be in the book as well. So I'm really excited about that. And that ties to what you're going to talk about, your lessons for the book, right? And in your latest book that you've got, you're just finishing the pagination, right?
Yes, that's right. I'll be able to get a good deal of it done tomorrow, actually. Because of one set of circumstances and another, I'll actually be able to spend a whole day on it, which is nice. Yeah, otherwise, I've been so busy, because we got the thing is the prickly pears are full of fruit, and the birds are eating the prickly pears. And if I don't preserve the prickly pears, then the prickly pears will be eaten, all of them, by the birds within a month or two, and then I won't have any at all. And so that's one job. And then meanwhile, I need to plant beans, and I need to do manuring. And it's sort of like, I feel like this, like the guy in the circus who's trying to juggle three plates and is trying to keep three plates spinning on the end of three poles all at the same time. That's kind of what I feel like. And then I've got the fourth plate, which is the book. So sometimes the book is left to one side because I've got these other three issues that I have to do manuring, which is vital for making garden beds. And then I've got to plant the garden bed, and then I've got to get the prickly pears off of the prickly pear tree and into bottles. And that takes a whole day to do one pot of jam. This is a big pot of jam. This is like 6 liters or 6 quarts of jam at a time. Or it's a 6 quart pot, and half of it ends up being jam, and half of it ends up being cordial because I have to end up straining off the juice. But this is it, and so this is why the book has been delayed, and that I haven't had enough data, to send it off and all that. Anyway, I am going to get it done. And I was going to read some of it, but hang on, I'll see if my computer's got charged. I'll see if my computer's got charged during the break, and if it has, then I will read some of it tonight.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And, class, I just want to give you an update. The Food and Drug Administration released a warning to consumers, urging them to be aware that certain products of branded Similac and Elicare and Elementum have been recalled because of bacteria problems. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so very quickly, class, this is USA Prepares, and it is our job to teach you what's happening. So baby formula, I talked about this over a week ago that I thought this was going to be a serious problem. And it is. So currently in Minnesota, as of the middle of last month, out-of-stock conditions, 54% in stores, retail stores, 54% were out-of-stock in Minnesota. Across the United States, if you look at all retailers, it's a 29% out-of-stock condition. That's almost a third. In the states of Connecticut, Hawaii, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Texas, 40% or higher out-of-stock condition. So I went to Sam's Club to see if they had powdered milk, because I asked Dr. Shealy about this. This, you know, what do you do? What is the plan B for having no baby formula? And it's partially milk. But what if you can't get milk? Then it's powdered milk. Well, Sam's is out of powdered milk for delivery, for pickup, and for shipping. At least it was when I went to Sam's Club last night and this morning. This is serious stuff, class. We've been telling you that you need to grow your own food. It's just one more example. Now, we are being hit really, really, really hard. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is nothing compared to what it's going to be, but it's hard now. For those who think instant is the way we are in the United States and Australia and, you know, countries that have plenty of wealth, well, that is evaporating very quickly. And I'm also finding that people in the media are starting to use the phraseology, the words, and the topics that we talk about. For example, there is a there's a video going around the internet right now from a doctor who is connecting the dots between cobra, king cobra snake venom, and the genocide. And he said that he was in the shower, and he was thinking in the shower. I think you've heard me say the same thing. So what's happening is people are starting to talk more about what's happening. I'm glad that we're not alone. I'm glad that there's other people joining us saying the same kinds of things that we're saying. Thank you for doing that. And thank you, GCN, for providing the platform for free speech. And if you want to support free speech, savegcn.com. Savegcn.com. GCN is Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth, back to you.
Mike, maybe not. My laptop's battery is flat.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have my... I can't do it. Unfortunately, I can't do a book reading today. But I'm really glad that a lot of people are finally beginning to get a clue. I wish that a few more of them were here in Australia, because, aside from the people who live around here, you go into town and it's sort of like, you've landed in the world of idiocracy sometimes. And I know that you were a bit taken aback last week when you heard, that they were calling the Paul Society Vinny actually in the brand name for the St. Vincent de Paul Society here in Australia. And unfortunately, that's getting to be a pretty common thing. And if anyone has actually watched the movie Idiocracy, that's exactly what goes on. And it is one of the, it's one of the real indicators that you're pretty near the bottom. And that's not happening in America yet. And it's a good thing that it isn't happening in America. But like, for instance, here in Australia, you go to the McDonald's, and they won't call it McDonald's. They'll have written in the scrawling fake handwriting. It's like a font. It's like a fake handwriting that they have on the side of the restaurant, and it'll say Mackey. And that's what they do. And so I think, well, yes, that's what we call ourselves, but that's what we do. Who do you think you are? Just take out the natural language and suddenly decide that's what you're going to do. You know what I mean?
When you're speaking, please speak directly.
If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning, as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state, except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Kemp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of a sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Newly released top-secret documents have been published revealing details of a mysterious object that exploded in space about 8 years ago. The fireball was spotted over the southwestern Pacific Ocean north of Australia. It's now been confirmed as an interstellar object. The rock measurement was only a foot and a half wide, but was hurling towards Earth at a speed of 130,000 miles per hour. Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it has eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons and that they would never use them because they've gotten rid of them. That's why former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, on Newsmax last night says that the United States should investigate reports of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Well, what I see first is the fog of war. We really don't know exactly what's going on or what happened last night with this drone and potential attack. The second thing that we would see, if it really was an attack using chemical weapons, Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons, that it would never use them because it has gotten rid of them. If it was shown that these are chemical weapons, it shows the lie that Russia is, that it actually still has stockpiles, which makes it very different than what happened in Syria, where the Russians, they probably facilitated and approved Syria using chemical weapons.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today I've got your take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Because I just have a quick announcement that there's a storm rolling in here into our neck of Missouri. And it looks like it's going to be a big storm. And we may not have enough electricity to run through the broadcast. So I may get disconnected. If that's the case, Gwyneth, I just want to let you know, please continue without me, and I'll do my best to reconnect. But we're at the mercy of nature here, and it's going to be a lot of lightning and thunder and massive rain, and the sky's getting dark very quickly. So I just wanted to mention that. One other thing, Gwyneth, I'd like to talk about, if it's okay with you.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. If it's okay with you, I'd just like to mention what the guy in the big chair is planning to do about gasoline and adding alcohol, more alcohol to gasoline here in the United States, because I guess he thinks that we're about ready to riot over these high gasoline prices, and he wants to, you know, keep the little people calm. I'm just a little bit of humor there, but people are furious, absolutely furious with him. And is it okay with you if I just talk a little bit about that, and you can add your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, class, gasoline prices have just keep going up and up and up every day. And diesel, we have the lowest diesel prices in the country right here in Missouri, and it's $4, roughly $4.70 a gallon. And it's higher in other places. Gasoline in Burt's Neck of California is about $6.59 a gallon for a regular gasoline. The premium gasoline is more expensive. So the guy in the big chair wants to ease that pain by about 10 or 15 cents per gallon, which is nothing. And he's going to do that using his infinite wisdom by adding more alcohol to regular gasoline. So right now, gasoline is 10% alcohol and 90% gasoline. It's a mixture. And what happens is, by adding alcohol, you get fewer BTUs, less energy. So you burn more of the mixture of 10% alcohol and 90% gasoline than if you were using gasoline, just plain gasoline. So he wants to increase the percentage of alcohol 50%. So from a total content of 10% alcohol to 15% alcohol. Here's the problem with that. The automobile manufacturers have figured out that unless your car is designed to be one of those multi-fuel type, dual-fuel type systems, engines and fuel delivery systems, it can't handle more than 10% alcohol. Your carburetor in your lawnmower, your carburetor in your chainsaw, your carburetor in your weed whacker, rototiller, those carburetors can't handle more than 10%. The alcohol dissolves the fuel lines. It dissolves the rubber parts, the flexible parts in the carburetor, and it destroys them. Even the 10% is really rough on them. And what happens is, do you remember that chemical called dry gas? Remember you used to be able to buy dry gas in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s? It was in a can. And if you thought you had water in your gas tank, you'd pour this 8 ounces of dry gas in there and it would solve the problem. Well, here's why that happened. Because water and gasoline don't mix. They do not mix. But water and alcohol do mix. And alcohol and gasoline mix. So dry gas was nothing more than alcohol that would absorb the water in the gas tank, mix it with the gasoline, and you'd burn it. It was as simple as that. Well, almost all gasoline today has alcohol. So there's no need for that product called dry gas. That's why you don't see it in the stores. Because it's already built into the gasoline. It's alcohol. All right. What happens is, because the alcohol is in the gasoline, the condensation from the air in the gas tank that condenses and water droplets form in the bottom of the gas tank. And they get absorbed by the alcohol in the gasoline. That corrodes the aluminum parts and the poorly plated steel parts, like the little springs in the carburetor. And the carburetors fail because the springs break, the springs get stuck, and the rubber parts get eaten. So what I'm saying is, what the guy in the big chair is doing with adding more alcohol to the fuel that you put in your car, if you put that stuff in your car, you are probably going to destroy your fuel system, the fuel delivery system, and your car probably is going to have an enormous repair bill. Enormous. Your Your lawn equipment, your garden equipment is going to stop working if you use this stuff. Not initially. Next season. You put it in today, you use your rototiller, you put your rototiller away, and it's not going to start again. That's my prediction. As a mechanic, as someone who's been working on cars for over 50 years. Cars and engines, over 50 years. So, it's in the book. It's in the book because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for your equipment. And how dangerous is it? We have to keep spare carburetors here for our rototiller. They're made in China. We have a bunch of them. We have carburetors for, we have two rototillers. We have carburetors in stock, several of them for each piece of equipment. Why? Because we have to. Because the new equipment is susceptible to being destroyed by the alcohol in the fuel. But then again, we have a 1960 to 1962 Cub Cadet little lawn tractor. It's 10 horsepower. It's a 42-inch cut. You know, it's one of those heavy-duty riding lawnmowers. You know, way better built than the kind you see at the Chinese factory outlet today. Whether it says Husqvarna, or whether it says Toro, or whether it says whatever the brand is, Cub Cadet even. They're all nowhere near as good as this 1960s model. Well, the 1960s model has no problems with the carburetor, none. The original carburetor is still on it, and it still works great. It's the new equipment that can't take the alcohol in the fuel. How about that? So now you know a little bit more about what's going to happen. And the answer is, if you use your equipment this summer and you're going to put it away, make sure you empty that fuel tank and run the carburetor out of fuel. So that means you have to be careful how much fuel you put in the tank. So if you're going to do a job that, like rototilling, and you think it's going to take half a tank, don't fill up the tank. Put a half a tank in it and run it until you run out of fuel. That way the carburetor will not be destroyed by the alcohol sitting half a year in the carburetor and in the fuel tank. This alcohol and gasoline will rust the inside of a metal fuel tank. It'll rust the fuel cap if it's a metal fuel cap. It'll rust the filter screen if it's a metal screen in the, you know, where you pour the fuel in the fuel tank. It'll rust the carburetor. It'll rust everything. Brought to you by your government. And it makes me furious that I have to keep fixing equipment because they don't allow the manufacturers to manufacture products that will last. The gasoline is destroying your equipment. The motor oil that you're putting in your engine is substandard. It's nowhere near as good as it used to be. And your old-fashioned muscle cars are being destroyed by using oil that's recommended for your vehicle now. The camshafts can't take that engine oil, the new stuff. It doesn't have the lubrication and wear protection properties, the additives that it used to have. They've taken it out. So now you have to use diesel engine oil in your muscle cars. And that's what we do. We use diesel engine oil in our lawn mower equipment, the air-cooled equipment, the generators, the four-cycle lawn mower type equipment, air-cooled engines. We use diesel engine oil because it does have the additive package. I'm talking 15W40, D-Lo, or Delvac, or even Rotella. Conventional oil, not synthetic. And that's what we use in the, you know, the old-fashioned flat tappet camshaft engines like they had in the 1960s, 70s, etc., 80s. Gwyneth, back to you.
That reminds me of a very long time ago when I was studying at Melbourne University with Tim Flannery. We had a lecture, and in this lecture, it was all about petrol, gasoline, and gasoline additives. because, you know, that's a part of environmental science, because, you know, you put gasoline or petrol in your engine and the engine burns it up and spits it out as exhaust, and, you know, that exhaust is pollution. And so that's why we were discussing the topic of petrol, gasoline. And, you know, he pointed out that in recent years, at that time during the 1990s, it was recent, that they had taken the lead out of gasoline, and that they, you know, because it was discovered that the lead was poisonous and that the lead fumes from these engines were giving people brain damage. And then he said, "Wow, gee, this is great." And, you know, so we're not going to give people brain damage anymore. So we're all going to have more intelligent people. Hooray, hooray. And, you know, he was being sarcastic because of what he said next. He said, the downside is that we replaced the lead additive in the gas in the engine with an increased level of benzene. And he said, guess what? Benzene's carcinogenic. So now you're not going to die of brain damage, you're going to die of cancer. And that was from, you know, one of the top environmental scientists in the country. And so, you know, he said, everything has unexpected consequences. And the point of that lecture was he was trying to teach us to think about the unintended consequences of environmental policies. And I think that Joe is absolutely not thinking about the unintended consequences of his environmental policies. He's an Alzheimer's patient. He shouldn't even be there. He should be dismissed under the 25th Amendment. He's not competent, you know. He's everything that they were trying to tell us that Donald Trump was back in the day. That Donald Trump wasn't. Donald Trump, for all his flaws, was somebody who is at least very much on the ball, you know. And, oh my gosh, it's just, you're right, everything's falling to pieces, and we are heading headlong into an idiocracy universe on every level. Nobody's thinking, and it's up to us to look after ourselves.
We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So there's another part of this equation that is not being discussed with the guy in the big chair. So to drive the cost at the pump down 10 or 15 cents per gallon, more alcohol is being added to a gallon of gasoline. So aside from the damage that it's going to do to your equipment, aside from the damage it's going to do to the air quality by producing more smog, aside from the fact that it's going to put more heat into the atmosphere because you're going to use more fuel, because alcohol, gasoline combined doesn't produce as much energy to move your car, so you get worse miles per gallon with this new fuel. So you'll be thinking, well, I'm saving 10 or 15 cents a gallon. Isn't that great? Thank you so much, big chair. But you're going to spend that by buying more fuel because the fuel that you're going to be using is less powerful. Let's just say it that way. But here's the other part. It costs about $193 per acre for fertilizer to grow corn. Russia controls about 30 to 33% of the world's fertilizer, and they're not releasing it. So now the cost of fertilizer is 3x, and we're going to waste whatever fertilizer we have to grow corn to make fuel for cars. That's the dumbest thing I can think of, big chair. It really is. Now, you mentioned Alzheimer's patient. He's not even a patient. It would be one thing if he were an Alzheimer's patient, but he's not even a patient. He's not getting treated. He's just servicing us. And you can look up what servicing means in farmers' vernacular. Yeah.
Cattle farmers have a particular meaning when they talk about servicing. Yeah. That's
So Gwyneth, I agree. When you know, you use the term Alzheimer's patient, I just wanted to say that I don't even think he's being treated. This guy makes serial mistakes, and he's leading the charge, or somebody's pushing him, and it appears that he's leading the charge, or somebody's pulling his strings. Maybe it's the corn industry that is pushing for this. But this is ridiculous. I remember, Gwyneth, it makes me so angry. I remember sitting in my truck with this guy. This guy was a former politician, a big shot in the corrupt state of Missouri. And I was driving, and we were talking about alcohol in gasoline. And I turned to him and I said, do you know, do you realize that it takes more than a gallon of energy to produce a gallon of alcohol? It's a losing proposition. Do you know that? And I use the term gallon, you know, rather than, you know, BTUs in energy terms, just because I didn't think he got it. And he looked at me, he said, you don't understand the pressure we were under. We had to vote for that. So that means he was either bribed or blackmailed, or both. That's what that means in my world. And I said, I was furious with this guy. I said, did you ever take a science class? Obviously he did not. He dropped out of school to become a politician and tell us all what to do. Now, you don't have to go to school, but you certainly have to pay attention. You certainly have to read and research. You certainly have to think. And we have people who have no clue telling us what to do. And this is one of the dumbest ideas that the feds have come up with, to reduce the price at the pump. Yes, it probably will reduce the price at the pump, because E85 costs less per gallon than 10% alcohol gasoline. And 10% alcohol gasoline costs less than gasoline. If you want just plain old, the old stuff, the real gasoline, that costs the most. But the damage it does, it's gonna be unbelievable. We're going to have a scrapyard of broken lawnmowers, broken equipment, broken cars. I guess we can ship them to China, and maybe they can make new stuff for us out of all of our cars that broke. If you're not furious, you're not paying attention. Don't buy this 15% alcohol mix. Don't buy it. I don't know how else to say it. It's going to cause damage. And then you can say, I guess that's what he was talking about, because our rototiller needs a new engine, or a new carburetor, or a new gas tank, if you have a metal one. I'm not kidding. I've seen it all. Plus, we'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's working on a book, Letters to Vincent. It's fabulous. It's lessons. It's lessons. Each one is a lesson you can learn in 5 minutes or less.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.